Outgoing Governor Dana Malloy has received mixed reviews over the last 8 years. His approval rating has made him one of the least popular governors in state history. But as Connecticut Public Radio's Lori Mack reports, many see the Democratic governor's changes to the criminal justice system as his greatest success.
Malloy gained national attention for the progressive changes he made in criminal justice. Some highlights include repealing the death penalty, decriminalizing the possession of small amounts of marijuana, and closing state prisons.
For the fourth time during my term as governor, we are closing a correctional facility, the Niantic Annex facility. This is a direct result.
Malloy would end up closing 5 prisons and downsizing 4 others. He also made changes to the bail system and passed some of the strictest gun laws in the country. Mike Lawler is the state's outgoing criminal justice policy advisor. He says one of the most significant changes that happened on Malloy's watch was the implementation of what's known as Raise the Age legislation, which initially passed in 2008. The measure raises the age of legal responsibility from 16 to 18, keeping teens out of adult prisons.
A lot of alternatives were provided starting back then to educators, to law enforcement officers, to service providers, to families, to local governments, to try and find alternative ways to deal with kids who are acting out. The good news is many of those reforms have been operationalized. Now we can look at the results.
And those results, says Lawler, show a more than 60% decrease in arrests among 10 to 17-year-olds since 2008. Arrests of 18 to 20-year-olds fell by almost the same amount. But the changes haven't been without controversy. Republican leader Len Fasano agrees that young people who make mistakes shouldn't have to pay for them for the rest of their lives. But, he says, a statewide rash of car thefts has given him pause about Raise the Age legislation, specifically for repeat juvenile offenders.
Now, look, if a kid steals a car the first time and you want to cut him a break because it's a joyride, I get that. But where someone is doing it 3-4 times and we're holding them, releasing them, they're catching them the next night, we have to get tougher on this and we got to send a message. Otherwise, what are we doing?
Many in law enforcement agree. New Haven police officer Christian Bruckhart says that Raise the Age has made the job more difficult.
Some of our intel guys will chase the same kids over and over again for stealing cars,
right,
multiple times. And they don't care because there's no consequences. I understand academically the rationale. Well, you know, brains haven't fully developed, et cetera, et cetera. Listen, have some of these academics come out and ride and try to talk to some of these kids themselves in a street environment. Have them talk to these kids and see.
Mike Lawler says there is no evidence to support that raising the age is what's causing these problems. Lawler says a large drop in reported crime with a simultaneous reduction in the number of young people coming into the criminal justice system is the most significant change that's occurred during the last 8 years of the Malloy administration.
It's true. Nationally, these numbers are down, but there's no state that's had a drop similar to Connecticut's. We are definitely the national leader in reducing especially violent crime, but arrests generally of young people.
Another controversial initiative of the Malloy years is the Risk Reduction Earned Credit Program, which provides an incentive for some prisoners to earn up to 5 days off their sentences per month. It was established in 2011 and later refined. Senator Fasano says the program is far from perfect.
I still think there has not been enough attention to parole violators. I believe that honestly. We've got to refine it better. We've got to make it stronger. You're on parole, you violate the parole, you go back to jail.
Fasano thinks juvenile justice legislation and the Risk Reduction Earned Credit Program are the most pressing challenges in criminal justice facing the incoming Lamont administration. But other aspects of the administration's work have attracted wide bipartisan support, particularly efforts to change the prison environment, putting reentry programs into practice, and offering inmates educational opportunities and job skills. Malloy started 2 programs for young offenders in the state's prison system, the TRUE Unit at the Cheshire Correctional Institution, and the Worth Unit at the York Correctional Institution for Women. The programs focus on rehabilitation to prepare qualifying inmates for reintegration back into the community. 21-year-old Vanessa Alvarado was one of the first participants in the program at York Correctional.
I didn't even know what really I wanted to do with my life, my career. I never had hobbies. I never had things like that. So to learn like my interest and deep down what's going on inside of me, it's been the best part of my life so far. I'm so blessed to be here.
Acknowledging there's still a lot of work to be done, Lawler and Malloy have praised lawmakers and colleagues for helping them to make dramatic, sweeping changes. Lawler says the state's well on its way to achieving their fundamental goals, to reduce crime, save money, and restore confidence in the criminal justice system. Lori Mack, Connecticut Public Radio.